In the past several years, the Census Bureau has been saddled with a spate of bad publicity when it comes to IT. An effort to automate much of the back-office processing of data gathered for the 2010 Census had to be scaled back because of shifting requirements. A much-touted handheld computer was used for only one of two field functions planned because of development shortcomings. But now, Census Bureau Director Dr. Robert Grove says it's time to consider a new way to develop IT systems for the next census, a way that includes the words agile and modular in its lexicon.
One of the odd properties of software development in prior censuses is that a lot of money was spent to develop a system that was used really just one time, sure, and then abandoned, and then you'd build another system. We want to break that cycle. Mm-hmm. And the tool to break that cycle for the coming years will be to use the American Community Survey as a platform so that the software development for the 2020 census will be part of the development and the evolution of the American Community Survey. So by the time 2020 occurs, we would have gone through a lot of production cycles, mm-hmm, and refinements of the piece of software that would then be ramped up for 2020. That should be cheaper for the country and better for the census. Mm-hmm.
And in a lot of ways, that fits in with Vivek Kundra and Anish Chopra's mandate and the president's mandate that the government move away from these big monolithic system IT upgrades to things that are a little bit more modular and that allow the government to take advantage of new technology as it rolls out.
I think it makes sense from our perspective. We need to stay nimble in IT development. So we've committed to internet use in 2020 already, but we have to make sure that we don't prematurely lock into an internet solution, because the internet of 2010 and the internet of 2020 won't resemble one another very much, I suspect.
We spoke to Dr. Groves at the National Press Club, where he holds his monthly progress update on the 2010 decennial census. The American Community Survey, to which Groves is thinking of linking future IT development for the 2020 census, is an ongoing monthly survey sent to a sample of the population designed to gather demographic information. It's also used by some communities to determine how some government services are allocated.
Well, first I would say that I applaud what he said. I have long been an advocate of modular development.
For some industry perspective, we turn to Leslie Steele, the CEO of InterImage Incorporated. They're an IT services and management consulting firm in Arlington with experience in implementing IT projects for the federal government. Steele says she likes Groves' emphasis on tying ACS IT development to that of the 2020 decennial census, something she calls reuse.
And it's something that's been bandied about a lot in the industry, but often is difficult to put into practice. And I think that where it's most difficult to put into practice and what has hindered that effort is, in fact, these monolithic development programs, and when things are broken down considerably into much smaller modules, bite-sized pieces, you find instead opportunities for reuse. So you talked about that, and then you talked about the monolithic development, and certainly with the changes that are happening in the environment all the time, new demands placed on the government, it impacts business processes. It therefore impacts the software that has to support those processes.
Steele says that any agency, big or small, needs to be aware of two things when it comes to mapping out an agile and modular approach to IT systems development.
First of all, I think it is very important to lay the foundation of the architecture of these modules. How are they going to fit together? What are your broad overall goals that you're trying to achieve? Now, if you approach it as, I have to have the entire design laid out, well, you've defeated your purpose in having the flexibility to delay commitment. So that's not what I'm talking about, but I am talking about having a high-level understanding of where your challenges are, what are the key decisions that you have to make at what points in time, how are the components going to fit together. The second is, I think, that the project or program management activity becomes even more critical because it requires constant adaptation and ability to make trade-offs. You have to, again, have the flexibility to adapt, to adjust.
Finally, I asked Leslie Steele how agile and modular IT development fits in at an agency like Census, where the director is a political appointee who might not be around to see a project like the decennial census through to its ultimate implementation.
It's really interesting because, well, many people perceive that as an argument against doing modular development. Hey, we've got to lock in the commitment while we have the support of leadership now. In fact, it would behoove the government to more broadly accept modular development and agile techniques. There's a concept here of eliminating waste. And in software development, what that means is eliminating work in progress. You want output, right? So if you break things down into usable components, then at every point in time, the government is getting increasing levels of value. Whereas in a big monolithic project, you get three quarters of the way through and realize, oh no, this no longer meets our needs, or there's a different administration that has a different set of priorities, and that doesn't fit in, cut it. Well, there's a lot of wasted effort and expense that's gone in to getting nothing back.
In fact, Steele points to such projects as the recently scrapped Justice Department case management system and the recently scrapped financial management systems at the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Small Business Administration as examples of just the kind of large monolithic projects that are the antithesis of the agile and modular approach now being considered by the Census Bureau. In Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.